Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. I'm coming to you today from the porch of my little cabin, sitting out in the trees behind the house here. A little cabin's about it's 12 by 15, I think. A little small cabin, but I keep all my hunting gear out there and some of my fishing rods and stuff. Have a little porch on it. That's where I sit and drink coffee every Saturday morning and listen to Western Swing and other things online, and where I have the unique opportunity to visit with all of you nice folks. We are going to solo today. I don't have a guest, but I've got some information that I want to share with you. Some things that if you hunt and fish and spend a lot of time outdoors, chances are pretty good at some point in your career, your endeavors, you're going to get turned around. I would say lost, but let's use the word turned around. Well, there's some things you can do to where you always feel comfortable, regardless whether you're up in the mountains or on some big 10,000-acre ranch out in western Texas or Kansas or wherever. There's a few things you can do to keep yourself oriented. Now, I spent about 23 years running a survey field party, so I've spent a lot of time figuring out where I'm at on the surface of the earth. No kidding, a lot of time. Property corners, right-of-way surveys, you name it. There's a few things. GPS now, if you have a GPS unit that works all the time and you could be guaranteed it would never go on the blink, that's all you'd ever need today with the technology we have. GPS is awesome. But you probably know where I'm going with this. Batteries can go defunct on you. The unit itself can go out. You can be in places like in the mountains where I go up in northern Colorado. Sometimes you can't receive three satellites at one time that'll give you a coordinate fix where you are. So let's go back to square one, the old compass. Now, a compass has been around for a little over 2,000, I believe, in about 200 years, that long, 2,200 years it's been around. The Chinese invented it. And actually, it just started out with a lodestone is a natural occurring iron ore deposit, is what it is. But a lodestone always points north. That's all you can expect a compass to do. That's what it does unfailingly regular is point north. And that's a lot if you think about it. But just because you know where north is, if say you're on a huge ranch somewhere, you know, just because you know where north is doesn't mean you know where you're at. You have to correlate north, your directions, with some object on the ground. Say you're going to go up in Kansas on a big old ranch and you're going to hunt mule deer or whatever, or up in the mountains, wherever. Okay. What the first thing I suggest doing is get a bearing on a road, or get a bearing on a, if you have a map, that's even better. Get a bearing on a feature, a fence line, a long straight fence that you know where it is. And then say it just for instance, to make it simple, say it's running east and west and your property lies to the south. Well, you can go back up in there 2-3 miles back in there walking, hunting, whatever, and know that if you go back north, you're going to hit that fence. That's enough. Now, you can follow it with angles and distances, pace 200 yards, and then you know you go on a different bearing or azimuth. That'll take all your time up. You won't have time to concentrate on scouting for hunting. So just remember, use that compass to get you back to a road, fence, or whatever, and it'll save your life in some situations, but it'd make it a lot easier. At night, Polaris is a constant star. Learn to find the Big Dipper. The two end stars of the Big Dipper point toward the handle of the Little Dipper, which is Polaris, the end of the handle. Just knowing where Polaris is at night, and it's easy to find once you do a little check-in and, you know, study it. You can go online and Google Polaris. Learn how to find a few of the stars tonight to navigate by. It'll help you a whole lot. I wish we had about 15 more minutes. I'd like to talk more surveying with you. Remember to tune in to catfishradio.com and tune in right here next week. We'll have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.